We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Is your artist of the day?
I'm good with that.
Okay, I'm down.
Hi.
Well, hello, my people.
How's your weekend?
Good.
Got over Snoozer Bowl last night.
Right?
That was the worst ever.
Don't take this the wrong way, Scott.
Pretty much across the board, it was the worst ever.
I've watched soccer that was more exciting than that game that I didn't watch, but it was on in the kitchen.
That hurts.
And I walk in, and it's like 3-3. And I go, is this the first quarter? No, it was the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Well, it wasn't the fourth.
Did you see the headline on the front of the sports page in the Kansas City Star? It's my favorite headline around the world today. It said, the NFL got the Super Bowl it deserved.
Ooh.
What does that mean? Oh, because of the way that the officiating went in the Chiefs game and in the
yes.
Saints game? I see what you're saying.
You got what you deserved.
And the ratings reflected that.
I didn't watch. I didn't even. I looked up at one point and saw Adam Levine's nipples and thought, well, that's interesting.
I looked at that and said, hello, Adam Levine.
Hi, nipples.
And even the halftime show was boring.
Oh, like, oh.
No.
Okay.
Well, how come Janet Jackson can't show a nipple, but there's Adam Levine?
Well, I don't know, Dana. Have you ever been to a public pool?
Yeah.
Men don't wear shirts there. The nipple on a man is not considered a sexual piece of equipment.
Kara, did you view Adam Levine's nipples as a sexual piece of equipment?
I was looking at his hips. I wasn't looking at his nipples very
She's
much.
She's lying. She's totally lying. She's lying.
Were you looking at that California?
He was gyrating. Did you see that?
Gyrating.
There was gyrations going
okay,
on.
Okay, simmer down. Elvis has been doing that for 60 years.
Somebody said he was also, when he was trying to dance with Travis Scott, who, by the way, I had never heard of until a month ago.
I still hadn't heard of him.
Somebody
last
said
night.
When he was trying to dance with Travis Scott, I saw this on Twitter, he might as well just start throwing CVS cards out to the audience.
Okay. Here's the situation. I can sum up last night's 4 hours that I'll never get back like this.
Okay.
The game sucked.
Yes.
It's like watching the Yankees in the World Series every year. You're just bored with the teams, okay?
Fair
it
enough.
Seems to be the same two teams, or at least the same one team, all the time, and America's just getting a little bit bored. Tom Brady, you're the GOAT. We get it. You're the greatest of all time. Go away, all right? We will all look back on you like the Michael Jordan from the 90s when it comes to the NFL. You're the greatest ever. Go away. You're boring us now. The halftime show was destined for failure, even though I thought it was great. I thought it was a brilliant halftime show.
Really?
Yes.
Brilliant?
I thought it was. I'm looking for the.
Even with the cheesy comet thing coming down?
That was the only part, the SpongeBob SquarePants thing I could have done without.
That was weird, too.
But just the visual orgasm, which is what I'm looking for when I'm watching a show, I thought they delivered. The music was pretty darn good. He made a couple of mistakes, so be it, whatever. But I thought the visual was good, the music was pretty good, and I think America set itself up predisposed to hate the halftime show no matter what.
No, I disagree with you, because Bruno Mars lit it up when they did the halftime show.
Yes, he did.
And I said last year, Scott, I don't know if you remember this, you were sitting in that very chair. I said, there is no upside to agreeing to do that halftime show.
Yeah.
There's no upside. You either do okay, and everyone says, man, it was all right the next day.
I thought it was good.
Or you destroy your career. There's no middle ground. There's no, oh, wow, I'm going to go out and buy all of those records now. You either just toe the line and you're still doing fine, which last night, eh, or you black-eyed peas it and you are never heard from again.
See, a lot of somebody points out, yes, he was out of tune and off pitch. That is correct. Adam Levine missed a lot of notes last night.
He was also wearing a shirt that matched everyone's throw pillows and curtains.
That is true.
Okay. The stage visual was solid. There's no denying it.
I wasn't all that impressed. That's why I'm so surprised that you were.
I wasn't. Here's the difference. I didn't go into that halftime show expecting to be disappointed. America wanted to be disappointed last night because Rihanna had turned it down and somebody else had turned it down and Colin Kaepernick and let's boycott the halftime show. I went in with an open mind. I thought the visual presentation was solid. Adam Levine did not sing his best. I'll give you that. The band was solid. Adam Levine was off several times. Even Kelly would attest that several times I went, because he was flat and then he was sharp. Then he was flat and then he was flat again.
Somebody asked me today, is it because it's so loud that it's hard to hear yourself think and so it's harder?
No.
But I replied two things. As a rock musician, you are used to playing in front of very loud, raucous crowds. You are used to having, you know, an earpiece or something to help facilitate whatever's going on and break the noise around you. Mm-hmm. And other Super Bowl performers prior were in tune just fine.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is you're going up against people like Bruno Mars. If.
Oh, it was the dancing.
Oh, I'm getting a call from Ofielka, Alabama.
Yeah, no, that's spam.
Go
Ofielka,
die.
Ofielka, huh?
Please go die somewhere.
With Bruno Mars, it wasn't just the singing, which was incredible, and his backup band, which was incredible. It was the dancing. I mean, he made you want to get up off the couch and go, I want to go see him live. That would be one hell of a show. I did not think that after watching the show last night.
I mean, even with Katy Perry and Left Shark, there was something to talk about. But I just kind of was like, meh. There was nothing exciting about that halftime performance. I was looking for something, but I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
I was looking for something in a game. And
yeah, that didn't deliver at all.
That did not happen. That game was boring.
When I tuned in around halftime, I was like, it's 3-0 and it's halftime?
It was bad.
It was 3-3 at halftime.
It was bad, which is why I love the Kansas City Star headline today.
No, you're right. It was 3-0 at halftime.
3-0, yeah.
That's right, because they said it was the second lowest scoring halftime, the other one being 2-0.
Wow.
Like back in the early days when there was a safety and that was it.
Paul and I actually started Googling when was the last time there wasn't a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Well, there was a touchdown last night.
There was.
There was one.
Eventually.
At the end, finally.
There was one touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucked. And I'm Tom Brady'd out. I get it.
I think everybody is.
He's the best. You know what's so funny, though? He's won 6 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan won 6 NBA championships.
This is a great question you have coming. Why do we have the fatigue with this one athlete? When Tiger Woods was winning everything back in his heyday, people weren't saying, I'm so sick of seeing him win. Why can't it be somebody else?
I don't remember saying that about Michael Jordan in the 1990s. When the Bulls won 6 titles in 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was saying, well, Jordan needs to retire.
Is it because we don't have NBA here, so we don't care?
We were saying, oh, my God, Jordan is the greatest human athletic spectacle on the planet. Yes, Sam, go ahead.
Jordan didn't deflate his basketballs.
That's a good point.
What is it about Tom Brady that America hates?
He's too perfect.
Jordan wasn't. He had shoes named after him. He had a beautiful family. He won 6 titles in 8 years. He left to go play baseball. Those were the only 2 years that the Bulls didn't win.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it is.
And then after he tries out and almost makes the major leagues, the perfect boy wonder for basketball comes back and leads him to 3 more national titles in the NBA. And nobody said, Jordan, retire. We've had it.
Part of it is
enough.
Part of it is we are still angry. We weren't there. I feel like we should have been there. We deserve to be there, and we weren't. So that added to it. When you look at the NBA, I don't want to say no one here cares. I could not care less. Well, this is a college basketball town, period. This is not an NBA town.
But a lot of people did care. And Jordan was winning, and people were watching. He was in movies. Remember Space Jam?
Yeah.
Jordan was everywhere. Tennis shoes, movies, 6 titles in 8 years. And the only 2 they didn't win was when he was playing baseball. And nobody said Jordan had to go. But Tom Brady wins 6 Super Bowls. And America's like, please go away.
I want to read you, after all of the stuff, Kara, that you saw online last night, and I know you did, and Scott, you did too. Hands down, my favorite thing in a sea of things written about this game, okay? Tom Brady, after living a full life, died. And when he got to heaven, God was showing him around. They came to a nice little house with a faded Patriots flag in the window. "This house is yours for eternity, Tom," said God. "It is very special. Not everyone gets a house up here." Tom felt special indeed and walked up to his house, but on his way up to the porch, he noticed another house just around the corner. It was huge. A 3-story mansion with red and gold sidewalks and driveways, a 50-foot-tall flagpole with an enormous Chiefs flag waving, a swimming pool in the shape of an arrowhead and a KC logo in every window, and a number 15 Patrick Mahomes jersey on the front door. Tom looked at God and said, "God, I'm not trying to be ungrateful, but I do have a question. I was an all-pro quarterback. I won 5 Super Bowls. I even went to the Hall of Fame." God said, "What's your point, Tom?" "Why does Patrick Mahomes get a better house than me?" God chuckled and said, "Tom, that's not Patrick's house. It's mine."
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't. Well, we had an interesting weekend of racial inappropriateness.
I almost texted you Saturday. Scott, I was this close. I was this close to texting you on Saturday because of the dumpster fire that was the Virginia governor's press release or news conference.
So he was in the picture on Friday, wasn't in the picture on Saturday.
Might have been in the picture on Sunday.
Was willing to do the moonwalk on Saturday in front of the news media, but his wife said that would be inappropriate.
Also commented, "I do want to tell you that I did use some shoe polish on my face once as I was trying to imitate Michael Jackson."
So we'll get to Liam Neeson in a little bit.
I can't believe he's still governor.
We'll get to Liam Neeson in a little bit. Let's go to the Virginia governor, if you wish. I was going to go to Liam Neeson, but we'll go to the Virginia governor. He is either photographed or not photographed. We're not sure which is what now. In his medical school yearbook in 1984,
Not 1984.
1984. Right. Wearing blackface or wearing a KKK hood and robe. And everyone, almost everyone, is saying he has to go. He can no longer govern the state of Virginia. And you're welcome to join in, weigh in at 576-7798. I would be among those who say he probably has to go.
And look, people will say, "Well, you're such a hypocrite. I guess this guy's a Democrat." I had never heard of this guy. Never even had heard of him until last week when this
it broke during Festivus Friday on our Friday afternoon show.
How nobody knew as he was running for governor that this existed in a yearbook, in a photo presumably chosen by him to be featured in his medical school yearbook is beyond me.
Correct.
Opposition research didn't find it.
Really bad.
And now he says, well, it was me. Then over the weekend, I'm not saying it was me. I'm not sure it's me. And you can't tell because he's wearing a hood. And then the other person in the photo is in blackface. Now he's saying, it's not me, but I do need to let you know I put shoe polish on my face once while I was imitating Michael Jackson for a talent show.
Yeah.
It was, this news conference was a dumpster fire, and I cannot believe he has not resigned. I said Friday he'd be gone by Wednesday. That was before that news conference.
What is the statute of limitations on wearing blackface or
It ain't 1984.
Okay, then what is it? 1971? 1964?
So if you were racist in 1964, we forgive that because times have changed and you're not today.
Right. Ted Danson wore blackface in 1991.
And
you remember?
Was skewered for it.
He was, but his career was not ruined.
Well, his career was already kind of over at that point.
Well, Cheers was winding down. And then he ended up in another sitcom not that long after that went on to moderate but not Cheers-like success. When do we determine when someone can do something racial? I'm trying to use racially insensitive and racist in the same sentence, and it doesn't ruin their career. And I need not remind you, and maybe we'll talk about this a little bit after 2:30, what Liam Neeson said in an interview over the weekend.
Unconscionable. My jaw hit the floor when you told me.
Is this a career destroyer?
Yes.
Okay.
You know,
Ted Danson wore blackface and yet is still cast.
Every time this blackface issue comes up, I say the same thing. There had to have been a moment right before this person left the house where two or three people looked at each other and said, yeah.
This is a good idea.
That looks good. Let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
In what universe does that conversation take place? Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, how did no one know about this prior to today? I assume he had held other public positions prior to moving into the governor's mansion, Scott. So
he was the lieutenant governor.
Yeah, he's been in these elections. He's the lieutenant governor. No one knows about this photo.
It's really bad opposition
research. That
is
front and center in a yearbook.
Right.
Blackface is unconscionable. It makes you look like an idiot. And I think people have been, we had a nurse fired locally recently for going to a party in blackface.
Mm-hmm.
The KKK hood, his career's over.
Let me ask you this.
Let's make fun of the era where people put that outfit on and hung black people from ropes in the Deep South.
Let me ask you this.
It's over.
And newer boss and I were talking about this over the weekend, or earlier this morning. Which is worse, wearing blackface or a KKK costume?
It's the hood.
I would agree. And we both agreed on that too. The KKK outfit is worse. That's why I think he's in the KKK outfit.
Because he knows one can identify him.
Because he would not confirm on Friday. He would only say, I'm in the picture. But he wouldn't say who he was in the picture. Then on Saturday, when he probably huddled with some people and they're like, well, you're in the KKK outfit. And nobody can really tell that you technically. Maybe you just deny it.
Yeah, that's what they said back in the 1940s and 50s,
well,
too.
Well, I understand. That's why I think he's in the KKK outfit, is because nobody can identify him, obviously. And so I'm not in the picture. I'm not in there. I don't even know how that ended up
on
my
page.
Here's
the other question, and not to get into the weeds of this, which medical school was this? Who the hell at the yearbook publication?
University of Virginia Medical School.
There had to have been someone at the University of Medical School in Virginia who said, give us your photos, this is your page, okay, John, this is your page. You know, we go through this with the seniors every year. This is your page, don't like the cleavage there, find me another photo.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, your crotch is hanging out in that one, we're not going to print that one. No one at the University of Virginia, and I'm not excusing.
In 1984,
I'm not excusing that he submitted that photo. No one at the University of Virginia looked at that and thought, you know what? we probably shouldn't put this in our med school yearbook.
You're not 16 working at the local high school yearbook staff.
Even if they were 16, you're Scott, they shouldn't have done this. Dana, and you know it, and
you're
they would,
25.
I don't wanna, they wouldn't have done it. It's unbelievable. It's so beyond the pale.
576-7798. Mike in Topeka and all the others, you hang tight. 576-7798, but first to the newsroom and Kara Markser.
A hospital in northeast Kansas is struggling to pay its bills. More next. 2:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Horton Community Hospital's bills haven't been paid on time in recent months, and there's not enough money for medicine or food for patients. The chief nursing officer told the Topeka Capital Journal she's had to negotiate with city officials to keep the hospital's lights on, and employees weren't paid on Friday. Those checks were supposed to come today. North Kansas City-based Empower HMS owns the hospital. The president's State of the Union address is set for tomorrow night. Senior advisor Kellyanne Conway outside the White House today gave us a preview.
It is a challenge to all of us in this country when the president stands up and says, let's work together on X or Y or Z, as he will tomorrow. And I hope people will hear that call.
KMBZ will carry the speech live right here at 8 o'clock. Traffic and weather together next. Let's get a check now with Jay Edwards. Let's get a check of your forecast with KMBZ staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore.
Back in for Kansas City, we do have some precipitation chances back in the forecast, some rain, but some wintry weather too. Falling temperatures into the 30s through the afternoon time, eventually down to 25 tonight with a clear sky. Precipitation returning tomorrow. Now, temperatures early will be below freezing, so we do have a chance for light freezing rain or freezing drizzle. Switching over to scattered rain Tuesday afternoon, a light glaze of ice, a possibility, the high 35. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
It's 28 right now at KCI, 27 in Excelsior Springs, 30 degrees at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Telephone number here is 576-7798.
All right.
Let's go to Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello. Good afternoon, my friend.
How are you guys?
We are better than we deserve.
I want you to know that I am far right, and I am so far right that I can see Dodge City out my porch.
Okay, that's to the left, but okay.
That's good. Go ahead.
Hey, you guys said you hadn't heard it. This is the same clown who, about a year ago in a debate, the black guy tried to shake his hand, and he wouldn't shake his hand. He tried that about two or three times, and this governor completely ignored the guy and blew him off. Now, what the debate was, I don't remember. They were just talking about it this morning. But, yeah, they tried to shake his hand. He just completely ignored him and wouldn't shake his hand at all.
So let me ask you something, Mike, because I'm seeing a lot more of this on the text line than I thought I would. I'm going to read a couple of them. The first one reads, this was 35 years ago. They just need to own it, say they made a horrible decision, apologize, and move on. Don't allow an old, miserable photo dictate someone's future. People can change. And then right on the heels of that, let it go. I am a completely different person than I was 10 years ago. Why are we even talking about this? What do you say to that?
I think that's correct. You know, I did things, you did things, and so did your partner over there did things in college that we would never want anybody to know. And yes, we would be in serious trouble if anybody found out. If you got just a minute, let me tell you a story.
Sure.
Back in the 70s, Nicodemus, Kansas, had a fair. And during the fair, they had a contest for a singing person, group, whatever. My brother, who is a student at Fort Hays State University, and a couple of his friends dressed up in blackface as the Supremes in Nicodemus, Kansas, which is an all-black community in north central Kansas, and they won. And they thought it was hilarious. The people just thought that was the funniest thing that they had ever seen. So, yeah, it wouldn't happen today. Back then, it did happen quite often.
It's a good call, Mike, and thank you for it. Let me ask you something, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see any difference or any large difference between someone else digging up an old photo in the bottom of a photo box? Say, look at this. This is the governor. Look what I found in my old photos from college. And the governor choosing back in the 80s to highlight this photo on his med school page. Because I do. I see a difference between someone else in opposition research finding an old Polaroid and bringing it to light out of political meanness, and him deciding back in the 80s, I like this photo so much of the KKK hood and this person in blackface in 1984. This is so funny to me. I'm going to have it printed next to my official portrait in the medical school yearbook.
I'm reminded of the story that I've told you before of me and a buddy, Brian Thomas, in Fort Hood, Texas. We were 10 years old, going through his dad's chest, okay? Big wooden box chest that was in the basement. Or not in the basement, but we didn't have basements in Texas, but in the storage facility. And his dad collected World War II memorabilia. There was all kinds of stuff in there. American stuff, Japanese stuff, Nazi Germany. There were two swastika armbands in this chest. Brian Thomas and I, at the age of 10, foolishly and idiotically put on these armbands and went riding on our bicycles through the streets of Patton Park in Fort Hood, Texas, with Nazi armbands on, only to get home to my mother's house, walk in the kitchen, and my mother goes, "Oh my God! Oh my God! Take those off!" And Brian and I rip off these armbands, and I'm like, "What?
What?"
She goes, "Do you have any idea what you're wearing?" And I said, "No! What?" And she goes, "Don't you ever, ever put those on again." I was pooping in my pants. I'm scared to death. What have I just done? What was I wearing? We didn't know. We were 10. We were 10 years old.
Well, you see the obvious difference between your decision that day and the governor's decision in 1984. That's
where I'm getting at. If he had done this and worn a KKK outfit that he had found in his grandfather's chest, okay? Maybe grandpa was into Civil War and post-Civil War memorabilia, whatever. I could almost excuse it. He was a 25-year-old man, a medical student, clearly bright, smart, well-educated. I don't know how many more I can come out with. This is a horrible lapse in judgment. However, to the previous caller's point, we have all done stupid, stupid things when we were younger. We even did them in college. At what point have you crossed a line where no matter how long ago it occurred, you cannot be forgiven? What is that line? Because if that's him in that picture in blackface, as stupid as it was, because we knew blackface was wrong in 1984, I was around in 1984, mm-hmm. I remember it. The blackface, I could almost forgive and say, dumb decision. You were probably trying to, be controversial and shocking. The KKK outfit, I can't forgive. In 1984, we knew that was wrong. We knew that, especially at the age of 25,
was a symbol of hatred, of course, and murder.
Of course. And that's why I think it's him in that KKK outfit. That is beyond forgivable. The blackface, you're like, bad choice. Really bad choice on your part. I can't believe you would do that. The KKK outfit, you've got to go. Steven in Olathe. Hello, Steven.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First off, let me just say that, this is a great country that we're in, that we're even talking about this. And, I wouldn't go as far as to say that the dream is realized for Martin Luther King, but man, are we getting there. And this is absolutely deplorable, what he's done, whether he was in blackface next to a Ku Klux Klan outfit or in the outfit himself, is deplorable. And, like you said, Dana, last week, he has two more days. He has two more days. Probably Wednesday he'll be out.
Well, everyone in his home party, they're all saying, you have survive. To go. You are not going to survive this.
For sure. But, at the same point, on the same argument, I would absolutely defend those who, you know, honorably put on blackface to show support for someone who they adore. I don't believe that is, you know, I believe in the Black Lives Matter movement, absolutely 100%, but I think that some things may be a little bit sensitive, you know. Maybe some people have their heart in the right place, but, you know, they don't see how it is that other people are going to react, and I would defend that wholeheartedly.
All right. Stephen, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. John in Parkville. John, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
We are there. If you are a later or a boomer, as am I, 55 to 64, if you are a early Gen Xer, I'd say 64 to 70, and you did something in your youth, it's going to be found, and you will be barred from senior corporate leadership. You will be barred from senior public office, possibly even as low as local city council, depending upon who's willing to search.
Well, I can say that I may be able to serve on the city council then, because I never put on blackface and I never wore a KKK outfit. And the time that I was riding around on my bicycle with Brian Thomas with my Nazi armband on, nobody took a photograph.
And what about that time when you and Betty Sue were drunk that evening at Leavenworth High? And
yeah, I totally see what you're getting at, John. The inappropriate collegiate photos of debauchery and all of that stuff.
Dick in Olathe. Hello, Dick.
Yeah, hi there. You know, I agree that he probably should resign and get out, but you know, when he does do that, since this is an act that took place while he was a youngster, maybe that would qualify him then to be a Supreme Court justice.
Okay. Someone was screaming at me on the text line about my stance on Brett Kavanaugh. We're not going to relitigate that issue on this program today. But I said, I'm not sure why you're yelling about that. I'm saying this man has to go. I'm saying the Virginia governor has to go. Neither are qualified. In my opinion, you know, I believe Dr. Ford, neither are qualified. So I'm consistent, if nothing else. Had you asked me Wednesday, name the governor of Virginia,
you would not have been able to do
it. I would not have been able to do so.
And would have wondered why I was asking you for his name.
If you had said to me, is the governor of Virginia a Republican or a Democrat?
You wouldn't have been able to tell
me. I would not have been able to tell you. He's a buffoon. He actually looked around on that stage for space to do the moonwalk when asked if he could still do it.
His wife had to lean over and go, that's not
that's
appropriate.
Inappropriate. She said inappropriate circumstances.
That's inappropriate circumstances.
So,
that's right.
You know, when I called that news conference a dumpster fire, we were not joking about him doing the moonwalk. He actually looked around for space to do that.
Okay. D in Kansas. Hello, D.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
I just have a question. You know the popular movie called White Chicks?
White Chicks, yes.
Okay. Now, why is that acceptable for everybody, but this is not? Now, keep in mind, I wasn't from here during the time of slavery, and keep in mind that I don't know anything about the black faith or all that stuff.
What do you mean the black faith, D?
Didn't he get in trouble for having the black face?
Oh, black face. Okay.
Or the Ku Klux Klan or whatever, and it was a school photo, so he might have been in a play or, you know, who knows? It was a school photo. I don't think that they put photos where you want them. They just put them wherever they want to put them.
I would imagine he probably, based on the other photographs, it looks like something that he would have submitted.
There are other questionable racist photos in that yearbook that aren't his, but that also depict.
That may be true, but you're singling out one person for something that many people did that was acceptable back then.
No. Wait. First of all, we don't know if he's wearing the blackface or if he's in the KKK outfit. Hang on, D, let me finish. I didn't interrupt you. wearing a KKK outfit was not acceptable in 1984.
You're correct. You're correct. But I'm talking about in the older days.
Well, these are not the older days.
Any of it's correct. None of it's correct.
But, Dee, we're not talking about the older days. We're talking about 1984.
Okay, well, what about the white kids? How come nobody
said anything about Tropic Thunder or Soul Man in 1986?
I was just going to say to Dee, if you saw the movie White Chicks, you are the only one. I just looked it up. I had never heard about it. I had never seen it.
The Wayans Brothers.
It was one of the retardest movies that made lots of money.
Dee, did you just say the R word on our program?
Huh?
Did you just say the R word?
What's that?
It's an incredibly offensive word.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We're going to let you go now.
But keep in mind, and a lot of people...
What he did wasn't offensive, but I'm going to drop the R word. Okay.
Well, White Chicks was one of the retardest movies of all time.
Oh, my God.
But I would remind you that Robert Downey Jr. wore blackface in Tropic Thunder, and Thomas Howell wore blackface in the 1986 movie Soul Man.
Her analogy could not have been worse for this movie. First of all, it got 3 out of 10 stars, so I can't imagine many people listening saw it.
It's a horribly bad movie.
And if it's two men dressed up as
it's the Wayans Brothers, yeah.
You cannot possibly compare two black men dressing up as white women to a privileged white Northeastern now governor dressing in either blackface or the KKK robe. There is no comparison. Do not even try.
The White Chicks argument holds no water with me because of what Robert Downey Jr. did in Tropic Thunder, where he appeared in blackface. He did. And I think for whatever reason, for artistic reasons, okay, and I use that in very loose air quotes, we're willing to forgive if an actor shows up in whiteface, White Chicks, or in blackface, Tropic Thunder, Soul Man from the 1980s. It is something else when you show up for a party in blackface, Ted Danson, Governor Northam. That's different. 576-7798. Oh, oh, oh. Let's get in as many as we can. James in Kansas City. James, hello, my friend.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing really well, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah, I was having a pretty good day, and then I started listening to this radio program here, and this topic got me a little bit irritated.
Okay.
And mainly, I just kind of want to address a couple of things a couple of your callers said. First, yeah, one guy said we're getting close to Martin Luther King's dream, and I know that dude had good intentions, but he's pretty far from that truth because we're nowhere near what Martin Luther King was talking about. And then the lady, you know, the crazy lady bringing up white chicks and all this, that, and the other. I mean, no, seriously, man.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with that one, James. Honestly, I don't even know where to go.
Well, I'm going to tell you where I'm going with this. Where I'm going with this. Black people in America have really only been free for about 50, 55 years. And there's proof that in the 1960s, I'm talking about 1960s, there were still slaves in small rural communities, and it's like we're so far, everybody is just so insensitive. I'm hearing every single caller, nobody that I've heard so far really understands the hurt and pain that black people literally live with every day in this country. It's really sad. And it really just irks me to listen to you guys talk about it. Like, you guys are talking about this topic like, you know what I mean? Oh, this guy should not be in office. Look, we live in a racist country. The whole leadership is racist. President Trump is the first president ever to even address any race issues. But they got everybody so confused. It's craziness. I mean, you know what I mean? I know I sound all over the place, but it's like... I'm really frustrated, man.
Well, James, I
hope you're more frustrated with the people calling in than you are Scott and myself. We said from the very beginning, starting last Friday, this guy has to go.
I think he has to go.
I hear you, man.
James, hang on. What do you mean Donald Trump? And I don't care if you like Donald Trump.
Let me say. I'll tell you what I meant by that. Don't mean to cut you off. I'm going to tell you what I meant by that.
How can you answer me when I haven't asked you a question yet?
because I only said one thing referring to him, but go ahead. You say it.
How can you say he's the only president who's ever addressed race? That's simply not true.
Okay, well, let me explain to you. He's the only president who has successfully gotten something done. He just recently, about a month or so ago, just passed a law about criminal justice reform. And other presidents have talked about it and acted about it, trying to appeal to the black community, but haven't done squat.
Well, I guarantee you, Abraham Lincoln and Lyndon B. Johnson would vehemently disagree with you that he is the first president to ever address race.
I hear what your point is, Scott. I hear what your point is. I'm talking about, you know, you got people coming around talking about I wasn't alive back when slavery happened. So I hear what you're saying. I'm trying to tell you that we live in modern-day slavery today. It's still going on.
Now that is a bridge too far for me, James.
I think James is talking about systemic racism. But to say
that you live in modern day slavery today, I think speaks an injustice. You cannot. I'm not saying that everything is perfect in America. It is not. I'm not going to sit, James, and I'm not black, but I am an NAACP award winner, I'll remind you.
I know you are.
You're damn right I am. I have that proudly. But to say that you live, I'm assuming you're black based on the comments that you're making, to say that you live in modern day slavery is a real insult to the people who truly did live in slavery, and you should know better.
Well, let me just touch on that briefly, okay? Okay, because I know you don't understand because you have no idea, okay? The project.
And James, neither do you, by the way, because you do not live in slavery, and shame on you for saying that.
Okay, well, that's a good opinion you got. Let me tell you something, man. The projects, the inner cities, those are the modern-day plantations, and the police who keep killing innocent black people, those are the slave owners. So whether you agree with it or not,
that's what we are living in. Shame on you for the words coming out of your mouth right now, James. Shame on you.
Straight up and down like 6 o'clock, man.
Okay, right on. To the newsroom and Caremark, sir.
Happening now on KMBZ, Kansas looks to become more inclusive. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.